are going to finish up today talking about the naked truth and talking about sexuality and being very open and honest about it. Being open about what is, I guess, shown and thrown out to you guys, and then talking about what God's Word has to say about it. And I know some of it's maybe been a little bit awkward, and this week's going to be no different. Just to kind of cover the first 2 weeks very, very briefly, the first week we talked about God's escape plan and how when things get too rough, and if you're in one of those tempting situations, that God basically says, get up and run. If it's to the point where, you know, your body's going places that you know it shouldn't be doing, that, you know, it says in 2 Timothy, flee from youthful lust, get up and run. Physically, that's what Joseph did. And then last week we talked about abstain or reclaim, and the reasons for abstaining, not just talking about it just because we need to throw it out there, but actual good reasons. You know, we talked about STDs, we talked about, you know, the purpose and the reason and God's original design for us and exactly what sex is for. And we're going to kind of hit a little bit more on that today, because I think the part of the problem with the whole abstinence teaching thing, if you will, because everybody looks at that as just like a, you know, whatever, dorks do that kind of thing. And I think the problem is that we don't give you guys a game plan in some ways. People that teach this, I guess, just in general. And, you know, we tell you how or we tell you why and to not to, but I think a lot of times we don't actually give you guys a game plan, like, you know. So that's a little bit about what we're talking about, and I think you need to understand a few things before we get to the game plan. You know, I love tough guy movies. I guess sometimes they're fun to watch. Like on, I think it's TNT, they do movies for guys who like movies, you know, and they're always like some Stallone movie with or something like that that's you know completely unrealistic. And these, you know, he goes in with like, you know, a bow and arrow and kills like an entire army sort of thing. And these are tough guys. But I'll tell you what, that is unrealistic. And as tough as those guys might be, when it comes to sexual temptation, they're just as weak as we are, just as weak as any of us are. You know, I was at Quaker Steak, and there was a couple of tough guys that I was with who thought that they could eat some triple atomics. And they turned out to not be so tough. While they were eating it, you could only get through two of them, and I guarantee you they're going to feel it in the morning when it comes out the other end. But because that stuff is like I smelled it, and like I have no nose hairs from smelling it, you know. And one of the guys was like, my lips are numb, and I think they might still be numb today. So, I mean, there's certain things that we can be tough about, and there's certain things that we can't. And you know, I get a couple of, there's some questions when it comes to this that get thrown out, and I'm going to address a couple of those real quick right now and kind of come along to it. Number one, is oral moral? All right, yes, I'm talking about this in church. I think we need to, okay, because the world talks about it, all right, and this stuff's thrown in your face. And unfortunately, oral sex is looked at, even in Christian circles, like it's not a big deal. Right? Like, I'm still a virgin, you know, because, you know, I'm still that. And I guess if you want to talk technically, sure. But everybody kind of plays it off like it's no big deal. And let me tell you, guys, I think a lot of this is on us as guys, because unfortunately, guys make girls feel like they have to do this to get our love or approval or whatever that might be. And let me tell you, fellas, girls are not okay with this, all right? They are not okay with this, no matter what they tell you. You know, and I need you to think about it like this, guys. If you know, if this is the kind of stuff that you're doing, all right, with your current girlfriend, who, in all intents and purposes and in all reality, you're probably not going to marry her, okay? And if this is accepted now, and is just looked at as no big deal. Imagine what your buddies who also think it's not a big deal are doing with your future wife, you know? Do you really want to kiss her after knowing where her mouth's been, okay? Guys, we need to, and I mean, it sounds funny, but in all seriousness, if you're not hearing this stuff, you know, I feel like I'm not doing my job if I can't be open and honest with you guys about some of this stuff. And this is stuff that you guys have to deal with on a regular basis. And you need to know the realities of it, okay? And if you can't hear it from me, then, you know, like I said, I'm not doing my job. But here's the thing. I know it's awkward because I feel kind of awkward talking about it right this second. But, guys, we need to take ownership of this, and we need to stop it. It's got to stop with us, okay? I'm not blaming anybody, and I'm not, like, sitting here pointing fingers, so please don't take it that way. But I know as a dude, things that went through my mind in high school, and crazy things go through guys' minds, okay? Girls, you're not off the hook on this either. I think this is kind of a dumb question. Is oral moral? No. Okay. There's your easy answer for this. Which also begs this question, which always comes up. How far is too far? All right. This is always a fun one because I love when people ask me this because instantly when they're asking this, this tells me one thing right off the bat. You're trying to justify what you're already doing. Plain and simple. Statistically showing, relationship-wise, what you do in public, all right, is only 5% of what you do in private. Think about that. Like PDA kind of stuff, you know? What you do in public is only about 5% of what you do in private. So, you know, if you're in here or wherever you are and you're somebody that needed to see that purple video, I'm concerned about what you're doing in private because some things that I've seen down here, and occasionally, I'm not saying necessarily like recently or whatever. Or, and again, I'm not saying this to point fingers. I'm talking to everybody right now. You're usually trying to justify what you're already doing. So if you want me to give you guys a line of like how far is too far kind of thing, I'm not going to give you a physical line. Here's what I'm going to give you. When you're on a date and you're out with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, let's pretend that after that date, okay, you get to show your grandma a slideshow of your date, all right? So as you're going through that slideshow and you're showing pictures of things that you're doing, even like when you're in the parked car by yourself or you're just out in the driveway or whatever, where nobody can see you and there's still a camera taking a picture, and you're making a slideshow of your entire date start to finish, when you get to that point in the slideshow where it's awkward showing your grandma these slides, that's a good place to draw a line, okay? That's a good place to draw a line. Now, some of you might have weird grandmas. But I also want you to think about it this way. In the Garden of Eden, okay, Adam and Eve, first sin was what? Was it? The first sin in the Garden of Eden, was it when she decided in her mind that it looked good? And she was going to go for it? Was it when she first touched it? Was it when she took the first bite? Was it when she finished the whole thing? And, you know, stupid Adam went, okay. You know? You tell me. What was actually the first part of that? That's the bigger issue that we got to deal with here. Okay? You solve that, you solve this whole mess. Proverbs 13:20 says this. This is a great verse to memorize, and I haven't memorized. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. That is an amazing life principle that I think was written specifically for high school students. Okay? Thank you for that amen, Shane. Because who you run with is who you are. You show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Okay? That's the honest truth. Who you run with is who you are. So are you running with the kind of people that are helping you in this area? Or in any area of your walk spiritually with God? And or are you associating with fools, and that's why you keep getting in trouble? 1 Corinthians 10:13, this is another great verse. Temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. I really made them feel awkward. This verse is basically saying there is no temptation, nothing put in your way that God will not show you a way out. All right? There's always a way out. God always gives you the way out. The problem is we don't always take it. We see that door, and we just walk right by it, or we just choose to ignore it. James 5:16 says this, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Look, guys, this is ultimately what I'm getting to here with all this. Saying all that to say this. If you plan on beating this and going into battle against something as tough to beat as sexual temptation, and it is, there's no way you're gonna get through it by yourself completely. God didn't make us or plan for us to do that, all right? Confess your sins one to another. It's good to have somebody that you can go to and talk to about this, all right? That you can talk to about this stuff. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you five things real quick because I told you I'd give you a little bit of a battle plan. All right, here's five things that you need to take a look at. Number one, admit you're not strong. When you admit your weakness, you can build a defense. When you know where you're weak, it's easier to build a defense there. All right? If a football team is weak at a certain position, when they go into the draft, they'll draft that position usually, unless they're the Browns. When, it's just true. But think about it from where you know you're weak in this area. In the area of sexual temptations, where are you weak? You might be like, I'm good, and that's awesome. You might be good right now, but I'm telling you, this affects every single person who's breathing. All right, which would be everyone in here, I hope. This area affects all of us. And if you don't recognize some of these things right off the bat, you're setting yourself up for failure. So admit that you're not strong. Number two, pray for teammates. We need some teammates near us, around us, who can help us. All right. Now, I'm not talking about having somebody who just pats you on the back and says everything's okay, and they're just all like, you know, just telling you what you want to hear. You need somebody who is a true loyal friend, who is biblically based, all right, going to give you biblical sound advice, but also isn't going to be afraid to hurt your feelings and tell you how it is. I'm a very tell it how it is kind of person. But you need somebody who can be open and honest with you and tell you, look, dude, here's where you're failing, here's where you're wrong, or, man, you're just trying to justify this in your mind. I mean, so many different things where you can have an open and honest relationship and talk about what's going on and help each other to get through it. You see, like linemen in football and stuff, and I always think of the Buckeyes, but you know, whenever they walk up to the line, they're always holding hands as they walk up, showing that strong line of protection. And who's behind them? Their quarterback. You need some people who are going to be your linemen, who are going to throw some blocks for you and help you. Number three, be on the team. All right? What do I mean by that? If you're going to talk with somebody and you're going to find somebody who's going to help you to get through this, you need to actually meet and talk about it, not just throw it out there and go, yes, we're going to be accountability partners, and that's cool. And then you never talk, and you never sit around and talk about it at all. You know, you never even take 10 minutes to do it. You need to find a specific time, a regular time and place when you can talk and give and get constructive feedback from each other. I have an idea. We meet in here twice a week. There is a set time and place for you, you know, and there's always enough time built in to hang out and talk if you need to. I'm not saying it needs to be this like hour-long Bible study where you guys sit down and go through 1 Corinthians 13, you know, the whole time or whatever. Maybe it's over text. Maybe it's chatting on Facebook. There's so many different ways you can do it. but you need to be on a team. Number four, be scared. What do I mean by be scared? You need to be scared of the consequences because they're very real if you don't beat this. Always cracks me up. Val always has these very like realistic dreams all the time where she'll wake up and she'll be like, someone kidnapped Gavin. And you know, and she's like bawling. And because the dream felt so real to her, you know? And she'll like call me and explain to me this dream that's like wacky. But to her, it was so real at the time. And she woke up like, you know, I just don't have dreams. I'm weird. Or if I do, I forget them. But the thing is, guys, we need to be scared, realistically scared of the consequences of failing in this area. Because as we talked about last week with STDs, and, you know, I don't even have to talk about, you know, teen pregnancy because I think we all see enough of that. You know, we need to be scared of the consequences because they're very real. They're very real consequences. And if it doesn't feel real to you yet, you know, keep flirting with danger, and one of these times it will. And then the last one is to have a strategy. Have a strategy to safeguard yourself, to stay away from situations that are tempting, and to stay away from the areas, like we talked about on the first point, to admit you're not strong. Okay, you know your weakness. Now, put a strategy in place for where you're weak to avoid those areas. Better to be awkward and safe, right? We need to be a place down here in senior high. And this goes for everybody. This needs to be a place where people could come in and we could be open and honest with each other, where we can build each other up, not tear each other down, not cause division between each other, but in these areas, in all areas actually, but in specifically this area because of what we're talking about, where we can help each other, we can hold each other up, and we can push each other toward that goal. Because if you think you're going to do it alone, if you think like, or you think that like it's no big deal, and you're just pushing it off to the side, you're fooling yourself. You're completely fooling yourself if you think that this is no big deal. Even if you haven't had a struggle in this area at all, what's wrong with building a defense just in case? Nothing at all. So the connection point for the day is don't battle it alone. Don't battle it alone. You need a battle buddy. You need a teammate, accountability partner, whatever you want to call it. You need somebody that you can go to, that you can be open and honest with about this stuff.